The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Why will Job's line in heaven be so long for people to talk with him? We're going to talk about that. Also, when we fail to remember this truth about God, we often fail. And finally, it's human nature to blame others, but that is the problem.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Three very good ideas. Politics, entertainment, and current events. I might take a break from that. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. You're always welcome to call and share a praise report, a prayer request, or just a thought, something that touched you, something you like, something you want to share. We're totally cool with it. Here's the bottom line. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before we do any of our reads, I have to open up the entire show with a story that is so funny. You're thinking, how funny? Pretty funny. Here we go. So my wife and I we've been looking for fellowships to connect to, and it gets difficult because she was on a really tough shifts, and she'd have to work on Saturday and Sunday, so it made it really hard. So finally, they moved her shift, and now we can connect to a church, and so we're going to be hooking up with a small group at the church, as well as the church. We're real excited. Everything is great. And I put the information in, and they sent me a little email. It said, hey, David Noel, welcome. Great to have you, da-da-da-da, signed Teresa. Yeah, cool. No problem. So I hit my little phone, and I hit the voice recognition. And I went, hi, Teresa, it's David from David and Noel Spoon. Just want to know when it starts, what's the time, blah, 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 blah. And I'm in bed with my wife last night, and I'm thinking, you know, it just dawned on me. I thought the person we were supposed to be talking to was named Vicky. And I guess it was Teresa or something like that. So I got up. It was after we went to bed, like 5 minutes into bed, I thought something doesn't seem right. And so I got up and I decided I would do this one thing that I don't often ever do or don't ever do, period. And I thought, I'm going to read what I wrote because I think that's probably a good idea. And here's what I wrote. Pizzeria. It's David Spoon from David and Noel Spoon. So instead of hi, Teresa, it came out pizzeria. This is what voice recognition does if you don't check it. I didn't check it. So she went the whole evening thinking I called her pizzeria.
I'm sure she figured it out.
I texted her today. Said it was voice recognition. I've had that happen like three or four times where you say something and your phone just, it's like, what? And it just gives you something completely different.
Right.
Have you had that? I mean, it's.
I have a friend that only texts by using voice recognition. And so his, you kind of have to filter through and figure out what he's saying.
Yeah. It's one of those weird things. And I've already retexted her and she was laughing. She LOL, haha, very, you know, so it's like, that's all fine and good. And we'll have a story to talk about. But from now on, Teresa's going to be pizzeria.
I'm sure that's how we got Confetti.
You got to laugh, folks. I mean, listen, if you watched television yesterday, if you got into the politics and everything, here's what I'm telling you. There is such great instability when you put your arms and your hands in the confidence of man. Didn't you see it yesterday? Just as bizarre as can be, right? I don't often say this, but I will say this because I was running at the time. There's Nancy Pelosi. Now, just give me this. And she's sitting there looking at the camera. I mean, let's be honest. She has more plastic in her than there are straws in the ocean. And then she's sitting there and she's looking at the camera and she goes, "This is not political." It's just like, okay, I believe you. I believe you. This is why you want to stay more focused in the kingdom of God and in the news of the kingdom of God. You really want to stay current in life. You want to know what the next headline is. Start reading Matthew 24. You want to know what the headlines are going to be. Read Revelation 1 through 22. If you want to know what's going to happen, if you want to stay current in your relationship with the Lord. He'll let you know what's going on. You see, this part of God that's the Holy Spirit's living inside of you. If you need to know something, he'll let you know. You don't have to live and die by a television box or even by a radio or by the internet. What did everybody do, you know, for the first 3,000, 3,500 years that we were all having this faith walk? What did people do? They made it through, didn't they? They made it without the internet. Can you imagine? Wow. You can do it too. The Holy Spirit living inside of you, you can stay current with God. You can stay connected. Pray to the Father in the name of the Son with help from the Holy Spirit. Stay connected to God. You'll know what's going on. There's a lot more stability in that, although it is funny for me to call Teresa Pizzeria. I mean, I think that's funny. Do you know what today is? Are you familiar with what today is? You probably don't.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. You're not required to remember.
Well, sometimes I get to work at 5 a.m. and I read what today is, but by the time 2 o'clock comes around, I don't know.
You forgot. The day is over. See you at the Poll Day, which is a Christian celebration of kids getting together before or after school. This is not bring your Bible to a school day. This is see you at the Poll Day. They go to the flagpole and they pray and they sing hymns and they read scripture. And it's kind of a non-coordinated event overall. And it is an international implication. Been going on since 1990. For those that don't know. And then the other thing it is National Comic Book Day. Now, they've ruined comic books because of what they've done with the movies and everything else. But back in the day, 45, 50 years ago, comics used to be fun. Remember Little Lotta and Dot? Did you ever read Dot?
I didn't do comic books.
You didn't do comic books at all?
No.
Nothing? All right. You are much wiser than I am. That's all I'm going to say. Let's get into it. We'll do our promotions in the next segment. I want to get into this. This is a fascinating study. I have this theory. It's not a biblical theory, so don't freak out and don't write me an email about it. Here's the bottom line. I think in heaven they'll have this one period of time where we get to stand in line and go talk to the various saints. Just talk. Don't you want to talk to King David? Just like have a conversation. Talk to Abraham. Oh, man, how'd you do? And then Jesus would be there. You can get this really long line where people are obviously longest line there. But I think the second longest line will be Job. This is my theory. And you say, why? And this is why. Job 14:1. Man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. This is like, wow, that's not very optimistic. Nope. But there's this great quality in Job that everybody gets to identify with. He believes in the Lord. He has things going really well. Then he has things not going really well. He does really well. Then he doesn't do really well. He's like, this is full of trouble. This is a disaster. This is great. This is terrible. And it's like, that's like us. And that's why I love Job. Job is, to me, one of those cooler characters that really represents and reflects who I am. A lot of people don't realize Job chapter 1, verse 8 through 12 is God asking Satan if he's considered his servant Job. And then Satan's like, oh, well, he likes you because everything's so nice for him. Make everything not nice. Let's see what happens. And you know what? Job, in the very beginning, his first and second response, they're fantastic. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, right? He's got that attitude. And yes, I understand that people saying, well, Job said that. I had one person mention, well, my pastor said that Job said that, not God. Okay. First of all, there's five other corroborating scriptures, but beyond that, it's in Holy Writ for a reason. Okay. There's a reason that it's recorded. Okay. So he does really well, and it's chapter three that Job takes the Scooby-Doo trip downward. So from chapter 3 to basically chapter 31, straight down. Down he goes. Cursed the day I was born. Cursed the man that announced my mom's birth. Cursed this, cursed that. Because after a while, it got to him and it started to affect him. Now, he was very gracious. He was very honorable, said the right things. We all wish we had that spirit. But it got a little bit much and it kind of went overwhelming and he started to fade. He's not the only believer that fades in their faith, okay? That's not what's going on. But I think that we can identify with Job because he feels like, well, you know, and his argument in essence was, I lead a pretty decent life, especially compared to others. You know, I've done some pretty good things. I've not, you know, I'm not perfect. But I've done some good things. And so what Job wanted to do was have an argument in a court of law with God and to be able to present his evidence. This was his kind of his downfall. And what happens is we have this tendency where things don't go well, they don't go right. We have a tendency to not look at ourselves. Look at the circumstance, look at the people around us, and start pointing fingers. And if you're a Christian, you might point them to the Lord and say, well, you know, you're in charge, and this happened, so what's the deal? So my point in bringing this up is this, that Job started off strong, recognized that God is sovereign, gave God the acknowledgement and the glory. He did that after multiple attacks, but then started to fade. And when he started to fade, he started to point his finger. So he's like, you did this to me, kind of thing. And it's, you have to understand, God is not up there going, well, I sure hope I make this nice for Job. This is not God's existence. But God was making a point, demonstrating, declaring, and in fact, bragging about Job to Satan. People are like, oh, no, God would never do that. Okay. It's in the book, and if you want to read the book, you'll see it. He's bragging about him. But something happens, and we need to remember this key. When we get back, we'll talk about it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Or the president of Focus on the Family. When you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com. Hey, Wonder Julie, when I asked you if I could turn the air down, did you say okay? Was that what you said? Because I said, do you mind if I turn the air down? And then I heard you say okay. Or no. What did you say? No.
I don't know. No, I didn't say no.
Is it okay that I turn the air down? That's all I'm asking.
Yes.
It was a little warm in here, I know the other place that some people are going is going to be really warm, and I just like to stay cool.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. I am really happy about my grass, though. I did figure out I will only have to do one more cut for, like, the next month, which is like, wow! So now I have to go to the gym more, which is like, boo! So I haven't figured that out yet. So, but I did get ice cream after I went to the gym yesterday. That was a nice reward. Let's ask the trivia question, and then we will do our live read for Mr. Restore. Here's a trivia question. I'm going to keep this one easier. Just this first one. How many years were the Israelites slaves in Egypt? How many years were the Israelites slaves in Egypt? I did not say how long were they there. I said how long were they slaves. That's not a trick question. 972-445-0770. This first segment brought to you by Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
All righty. Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in and around the entire Dallas area, Fort Worth area, Grapevine area, Denton area, all over, folks. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies, working with all the insurance companies, A-plus rated from the BBB, family-owned and operated, and thousands of happy customers. Fire and water damage cleanup, all you got to do is go to Mr. Restore.com. Did you get that? Mr. M-R. Restore. R-E-S-T-O-R-E.com. You can call them at 877-631-7576. It's 877-631-7576. You can also hook up to them through our website, davidspoonmedia.com. But Mr. M-R. Restore.com. They have an emergency response and on-site within 60 minutes. You got some issues? Get in touch with them. They are the ones to talk to. All righty. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yes, Vase.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
I'm top fat. I'm doing good.
All right. I'm glad to hear that you are doing well. Now, this you answered this quickly. So that tells me you really know what's going on here, right? You ready for this?
We'll see.
Let's see. You're so funny. Let's see. I hope so. All right. How many years were the Israelites slaves in Egypt?
Well, my memory serves as 430 years.
Yeah, so it's four. Now watch. That's 400 years they were slaves, 430 years they were in Egypt. But 400 years they were slaves, 430 that they were in Egypt. So, yeah, we're going to give you a yes on that one.
It was 400 there, 430 either one. So.
Here's what it is. It's 430 from, now watch this, you'll love this, from the very day that God said they will be in Egypt for X amount of times, for 430 years, essentially was a prophecy. And that they, the very day on the 430th year, the very last day is the day they left. The entire nation. Just exactly the way that the Lord said it was going to happen.
Awesome.
Isn't that great?
Awesome.
I love it when God did exactly what he said is going to happen. That's what happens.
Amen.
You
know,
that's why you have to love him. He's so great. He's great. Good job, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Right on top of that. We didn't even get through the gate. He was right there. Good job. Don't worry. We have other trivia heading your direction. So the next one, though, is a little harder. I'm just telling you up ahead of time. So briefly, we were talking about Job, and I've covered this before, just so you can know. If you look at the teachings of Jesus, if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll notice that he didn't just teach on one subject. He taught on love multiple times, faith multiple times. The situation requires, you know, multiple insight, multiple teachings. Over a 3-year period, there are multiple times that you hear things. Most of that is because you and I are not that sharp. So the Lord has to reiterate it and reiterate it. Now, I'm not repeating it because you're not sharp. I'm reiterating some of my things because I'm not sharp. And I need to remember, you think when I'm talking to you, I'm just talking to you. I'm talking to me, too. And this is why I picked Job, because of late, when I go through my trial, who am I blaming? Who do I blame? I go through my trial. Now just listen and be honest. I go through my trial. I know the Lord's trying to teach me something. I start off really good. I might even, not quite as profound as Job, but you know, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I mean, praise the Lord for this. And my wife and I have this commitment. We're supposed to thank God for all the things in life. Instead of getting into a complaining disposition, we want to have a thankful disposition. This is like a commitment that we're making. So you might want to say, and as Ms. Gates pointed out, you might want to say that we want to praise the Lord through all things might be a better way to understand as, you know, as the process goes on, knowing the Lord's going to work it out for good. Okay, got it. But what happens is I start that first response, I start that second response, and then I do a little bit of a fade because I don't hold the line. I don't stand firm the way I need to. And that's where the Lord teaches us patience and persistence, and we develop and have more and reflect more of the life of Jesus Christ. What happens – now listen. What happens is when we're considering what's going on, we have a tendency to point towards the Lord and say, well, you allowed this, and because you allowed this, I'm going through this. You can't tell me you don't think that way. There are times where we say that unto the Lord. We're not trying to be accusatory. We're just like, well, you're in charge and you're allowing this. Here is why that thought process is dangerous for us as believers. There's a reason. Job 32, 1 through 2. Now, these three men ceased answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the family of Ram, was aroused against Job. His wrath was aroused because Job justified himself rather than God. That's the sin of Job. Right there. It wasn't chapter 1. It wasn't chapter 2. Some people said, oh, well, you know, that thing he feared, that's why it came on him. No, it's not. His fault was that he justified himself rather than God. And by justifying himself, what he said was, I'm a good guy. I'm decent. I haven't done as bad as most people. Why is this happening to me? And then in the back of his mouth, he's like going, shenanigans. I call shenanigans. And it's like the Lord is absolutely positively perfect in all of his dealings with us. What happens is that we, you and me, forget the quality of God. And we've talked about this before, but it's crucial to keep it in mind and in heart and at the forefront of our thinking. God is top notch always. So if we're sitting there and we're like, hey, I'm not so bad. I've done this to the Lord, and I bless you. If you've never done this to God, I honor you. I respect that. I have done this, and it's a sin. I've told the Lord, look, I've been a Christian for 40 years. I gave this up. I gave this up. I didn't follow this. I did this. I tried to follow you here. I tried to do it right here. How can you let this stuff happen? I've done that, but I don't feel any different or see myself any different than Peter, who said, well, we've given up everything to follow you. That's what disciples do. They say that to the Lord. And the Lord lets you know, hey, you're going to be taken care of. It's all going to be good. But what I do is I sit there and I say, I'm a good guy. I. Instead of me saying, you are awesome and you will do this perfect. That's my sin, that I don't give God the acknowledgement of who he is in my circumstance, that I try to control so much of it. I know for sure I'm the only Christian in all of Radioland who's trying to control his Christian walk. This for sure. Like even when I'm driving home, I try to control my drive by cutting anybody else off and going wherever I want to go. The point is, the quality of God is so strong that we don't have to try and blame God like foolish people. We should recognize that he is who he is, the great God that he is, and there's something going on beyond our Jobinian sight. If Job had only known that God was up there bragging, or down here bragging, however that geographical element worked, but bragging about how great Job was, maybe Job would have endured a little longer. I don't know. All I know is if God was bragging about me, I'd probably put an extra 3 or 4 gallons in the tank and keep going. But maybe he is. I'm not trusting him in his quality. I need to do a better job. I don't need to be perfect. I just need to do a better job, period. And I can, because through him I can do all things, including walk more like Christ, who had everything and committed it into the Father's hand and just held out for the joy that was set before him. That's my example. And there's no excuse. Remember the quality of God. It's the best. He's not so-so. He's perfect in all his ways. We come back, we'll lay out the 3 places that we also drop our disdain. Two of them are pretty funny. One's ridiculous. All right? Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle-age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean that they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe. And when the market dropped, I lost half my money. So I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's going to help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's RetireTheRightWay.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia. I did mention to you that our yellow sticker is on Facebook. If you want to go to David Spoon Media, you can see the yellow sticker that will be in on the back of my car. It's 12 inches by 36 inches. It's yellow. My car is black. You think it'll stand out? I say yes. I say yes, and yes, you can see through it. otherwise, when I do change lanes, it would be even more dangerous, and I'd say, really, stay away. Okay. I don't know how brave everybody is feeling, so I'm going to give you a big opportunity here to show me an expert level of trivia. Okay? Expert level. Peter went to Cornelius's house when he shared the gospel, and the gospel went from the Jews to the Gentiles in large portion. Now, there were three people that came to Peter's door that asked him, or gate, that asked him to come with them. So Peter went, and there were others who went with Peter to Cornelius's house. This is in Acts, somewhere between 10 and 11. How many people went with Peter to Cornelius's house? Ha! There's a reason that there's an answer, just in case you're wondering. There is a reason. All right, how many people? That'll give you that shot. This segment, by the way, is brought to you by our good friends at The Benefit Link. I got a peaceful, easy feeling. Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program, but it can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. That's just the reality. The answer to this is The Benefit Link. Zero cost service. And I know we've said zero cost, but I keep wondering if people are catching that. Zero cost means nada. Okay? For those that ever watched The Three Amigos, nada. Not a light chicken gravy. Here's the bottom line. Zero cost. No cost. If you are getting Medicare and you're trying to figure out, am I supposed to get more? Am I supposed to have more under the coverage that I have? What's the status in that? What am I entitled to? What am I not entitled to? For no cost, you get in touch with The Benefit Link. You call them at 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT. 972-BENEFIT, or you go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind for people. They help people navigate the Medicare system, and you might be entitled to more than you're getting for what you've got now, and you don't even know it. And it will cost you nothing to find out. 972-BENEFIT. You can also touch base with them by going to our website and linking. We have a direct link for them on our website. Okay? Okay. It's all right?
All right.
That's a tough question. I'm telling you right now, it's a tough question, and I'll give you this one hint in regards to the trivia. How many others went with Peter to Cornelius' house? The answer is in Acts 11. So that'll give you a chance to look it up and see if you can track that down. Our number, which I cannot believe I do not know by heart by now, is 972-445-0770. I think that's age that makes me where I don't remember, or too much information, one of the two. So we've been talking about Job and his encounter and kind of a response that he has in blaming God to the point of not justifying God, justifying himself and not God. This is, I think, probably one of my biggest sins, that I justify myself rather than justifying God. And how that comes about, I think, is different for a lot of people. For mine, I just go, look, I'm a decent guy, or look, I've done this for your kingdom and this for your kingdom. Shouldn't I get this or shouldn't I get this? Whatever the case may be, the ultimate answer in that is that I am justifying myself rather than justifying God, and that's my sin. That's my foolishness. That's my stupidity. So blaming God, let me just say, and I'll say this again in the next segment, blaming God is dumb. Okay? I don't care if that's politically correct. It's dumb. Stop doing it. I should stop doing it. You should stop doing it. But let's talk about where we do put blame. If you're a Christian, you're like, I would never blame the Lord. Okay. Well, indirectly or directly, whether you do or don't, here are three places that we will put blame, two of which are pretty classic. Number one, we will blame the devil. I blamed the devil when I knocked over that crystal light on that white carpet because it wasn't my hand that did it. It was the devil moving my hand that did it, that made the crystal light go all over the white carpet and made me lose my deposit. Only the devil would do that, okay? So that's not abnormal. And the devil does create problems. He's called a thief. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. 1 Thessalonians 2:17 through 18. But brothers and sisters, when we were orphaned by being separated from you for a short time, in person, not in thought, out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you, for we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did again and again, but Satan blocked our way. Hey, Satan sometimes gets in there and makes a mess of things. And it's ridiculous for us as Christians not to think that sometimes it's Satan. Sometimes an enemy did this. I'll tell you a story. See if I can do it pretty quickly. So I was having did you ever have a crisis of faith? I was having kind of a crisis of faith. I only had confidence in a few major people in Christianity. And I went to a diner and heard this. I went to a diner on the spur of a moment, heard this people in this corner booth talking about some of the people that I knew. And so I lifted up my head and said, hey, my name is David. I'm just kind of curious. Do you know so-and-so and so-and-so? Because these are people I knew. And they were using large reputation people. And I said, I've heard of that person. And it turned out to be the actual person that I had this respect for, this leader. And he sat down at my table and he said, how you doing, Dave? And I said, well, I'm having a hard time. Da, 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 da. And you know what he said to me? It was so weird. He said, sometimes the enemy wins a few battles. It was just like, oh, yeah, I'm in a battle. It's like for whatever reason, I forgot. And I just thought everything should be smooth sailing. I keep forgetting that the disciples were with Jesus and the storm was still contrary. Sometimes the devil, you know, gets in there. Okay, he fights. That's part of it. But God will utilize that and make that work for good. Sometimes it's the world. I mean, the scripture's clear, 1 John 2:15 through 17, don't love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Sometimes it's the world that's fighting against you, and it's hard because there's so many influences. If you turn on the television, use the internet, it's not just Satan. It's the worldly influence of the cultures that are depraved that are making man fall. It used to be wrong to say something bad on TV. Now you can't put it on TV unless the people who are writing the script say something bad. So unbelievable what's happened. So we blame the world and we blame Satan, and I think that, those are not inappropriate. One thing we don't do, which we should do, is blame our own stupid decisions. Don't get mad at me. When Adam was in the garden with Eve and the opportunity was presented for him to eat the fruit, Eve ate the fruit. She gave it to her husband. And verse 6, by the way, says she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate it. It's like, look, we sometimes make really dumb decisions, and sometimes we create problems by making dumb decisions. Hence, Abraham, when he decided to agree with his wife and have a child before the promise of God came, Ishmael created some problems because they were trying to move God's process along. That was a bad decision. It cost all of us dearly. Sometimes we make a bad call. It's our fault. Sometimes the world gets at us. That's true. Sometimes the devil wins a few. That's true. But blaming God is dumb, since his intent is for our best interests only. And God's not up there. It's not a Petri dish. It's not a Tinker toy set. And God's bored, and he just wants to use your life. And he's got you on some Marietta strings, and he's like, la, 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 la. I'm going to play with your life now. God's up there loving on you. Jesus is up there praying for you. He lives to make intercession for his people. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. The Holy Spirit fills you. In fact, the problem that we have is that we grieve and or quench. We make sad and or limit how much the Holy Spirit's impacting us. All of these things that God is trying to do on our side for us, with us, to help us, we're blaming him, and he's the one that's trying to help us. We're making dumb decisions. We're allowing the world to influence and impact us. The devil's getting at us, and we're not recognizing when there's the warfare. But we're going to blame God. The only one out of the whole process who's 100% for us, even more than we are for ourselves. And we're going to blame him. See, I say that to you, and I hear in my own voice the silliness in my own life of why would I do that? Why do I do that? Lord, don't let me, I pray in Jesus' name, let me do that less and less. The one being who's on my side all the time, for me, all the time, loving me all the time, he's the one I'm blaming. Yet he's the only one who's more with me than I am with him. I think I got to grow up. That's part of it. And I'm not insulting you. I'm insulting me. I'm a mess. I'm God's mess, but I'm a mess. I need some help from my king. That's what I pray, that he would help me, that he would guide me. When we come back, we're just going to cover a couple of scriptures to make sure we understand how great God is and move that forward. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay, just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com. Tomorrow, if all goes well, we're going to have Clint on the show from Mr. Restore, trying to get that coordinated to have him on the show tomorrow. That would be awesome and cool at the same time. Let me tell you this real quickly. This segment brought to you by our good friend Jamie Blumenthal. Him and his lovely wife, Nancy, president of Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. Their website, retiretherightway.com. Keep in mind that if you ever have a website problem, just go to our site, and you can get to any of our sponsors through our site. But retiretherightway.com, plan right, retire right, retire the right way. For no cost, he will help you do a review on your finances. No obligations, no private secret information that you're giving up. Just a review to see where you stand. If you're all in good standing, all good. If you want some help, great. If you don't want help, great. If you want somebody to help you make sure that your finances are safe, great. All up to you as the Lord leads you and as you connect with Jamie. One of the most important things that he mentions in his book that he wrote, that he will give you, by the way, when you meet with him, is making sure you connect with your financial advisor so that there's a good connection there. RetireTheRightWay.com. Make sure your money's safe in a very volatile market. Okay. I'm going to give one more chance. And then I'm going to answer it. I'm not going to give a lot of time on this. How many people went with Peter to Cornelius's house? How many other people went with Peter to Cornelius's house? This is in Acts chapter 11. There is a reason that the number is the number. I will get to that in a second. Okay? Before I get to that, I want to make sure that you understand what's going on when I'm sharing some of the stuff that I'm sharing. I've talked about Job before. I've talked about the quality of God before. I've talked about blaming God before. And we'll do so again. That's like the old joke. A preacher comes in and he's preaching at a guy's church. This is a, now take this smile when you hear this. And he preaches on John 3:16 the first night. Second night he gets up there, he preaches on John 3:16. Third night he gets up there, he preaches on John 3:16. Fourth night he preaches on John 3:16. Fifth night he preaches on John 3:16. The preacher, the pastor, goes to the preacher, the evangelist, and says, why are you teaching on John 3:16 so much? He goes, I'm going to keep teaching it till your people get it right. It's kind of like, you know, it's like you want to keep it going. So you get it and you get it. And that's why there's, you know, you think why there's four gospels. We're lucky there's not 50 gospels because it's for our benefit that there's four points of view or four aspects of the engagement with Christ so that we can have it repetitively taught to us. So we need to be aware of this stuff and keep it in mind and keep it afresh. Romans 3:4 says, let God be true, but every person a liar, so that you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge. God is true. It's us that's on the thin side. Psalm 18, verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust him. God's way is solid. God's method is solid. God's approach is solid. It's our response that needs the help. And so I sit there and I hesitate because I try to share with you my own faults, my own foolishness, in hopes that we can connect and recognize together we can do better in the power of the Lord. We can have a better disposition. You know, I'm not oblivious. I hear the stuff that's going on. I have a computer at home. I have internet access. I have cable television. We have Netflix. We have all of those things. And then some of them I use for research and some of them I use for ridiculous stuff. Sometimes I like watching the old shows. I told you we like watching Green Acres and stuff like that. And I know what's taking place and everybody's freaking out or whatever. It's like, yeah, I don't have to freak out because my confidence and my trust is in an immovable, faithful, loving, caring, diligent, honorable, graceful, merciful, loving God. And I don't have to bounce all over the place. I'm not required to. I know people are freaking out. Oh, this is it. This is the end. I'm just telling you. They've been saying it's the end for a long time. I know you know that. It wouldn't matter if it's the end or not. Your stability in the Lord is required. To stand firm in the Lord is required. Just read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, 11, 12, and 13. I think it's three times for sure. It says stand, stand, stand. Having stood firm, we need to stand. And the world is like a yo-yo, bounces up and bounces down. But guess what? God is not so unstable. I'm unstable, but God's not unstable, and I can rely on him. I can depend on him, and he'll get me through no matter what it is. He's going to get us through. Even if everybody's wrong and the whole eschatology happens different than everybody anticipates, God will get us through. Even if the mountain is moved into the sea, my heart does not need to be afraid because God's on my side. He's with me, so to speak. He's for me. Got to be careful when you say he's on your side. That doesn't mean he's a Dallas Cowboy. He's definitely not a Packer. Anyway, the idea is for you to understand. The Lord loves you. He cares about you. He sees when you're gripped. And he knows when you're dancing. You're his kid. I talked to my son today. My son is – this is my other son. I don't talk about him as much. He's – you know, his whole division got – they sold his whole division where he works. He doesn't know if he's going to have a job. I care about that. I want him to – I want it to be well for him. You know what I'm saying? Well, if I feel that way, how much more does God feel that way about you? And how much does he feel that way about me? He loves you, man. He's for you. He's on your side. And by the way, tomorrow we're going to hopefully have Clint in. Then on Friday we're going to do our expository. Here's the thing about all of these scriptures. All of these are to get us closer. The word of God is for you to draw
closer to the Lord. Not for you to have Bible bullets to smack somebody on the head so you can win an argument. It's for you and God to commune. I had a wonderful chance to talk to a professor today. We were just talking on the phone. And I said, you know, sometimes when I pray, I'll quote scripture back to God like the disciples did in the book of Acts. I said, and sometimes when I'm reading the Bible, I'll stop and pray in the middle of – I said, it's all communion to me and it's all fellowship. And we were just blessing one another in that concept. It's like, yeah, because it's all about this fellowship. This is what we're taking into eternity, folks. You're not going to take that you want an argument into eternity, but you will take the time you spend with God into eternity. That's huge. Huge. All right. Let me answer that trivia question because I'm going to answer. So how many people went with Peter to Cornelius' house? Six other people. And you think, why is that a big deal? By the way, that's Acts chapter 11, verse 12. That means that seven people were there to give the witness. How many people did the disciples have help them? Seven. They chose seven special people. Why seven? In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. But seven is the perfect number. It's the perfect witness. So he had Peter and six others, same number of the amount of people they picked as servants to help the apostles in their process. Okay? I just think that's cool. I like stuff like that. I don't die for it. I think it's nifty. Nifty. That's a good word. I'm showing my age. Okay. Bottom line. You want to talk to somebody who cares? He is one moment away, and you have 24/7 access through the blood of Jesus Christ. And he'll respond to you. You got to listen, but he'll respond. Stop blaming him. Be more thankful than blameful. That's just good advice for everybody. Okay? All right. Okay, so the last thing to tell you is watch out for a black car that has a yellow sticker. You have been warned. I can't do any better than that. Folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.